Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Today is the first day of the year. And to be honest with you, it's almost a bit scary staring another year in the face. Looking back, we think, what happened to the good intentions and resolutions we made a year ago? Ones which we not only have failed to attain, but actually can't even remember what they were. Looking to the future, we have hopes that things will be better in our world, in our homes, in our personal lives. Yet some way our hopes are laced with a slight whiff of cynicism, knowing that we are apt to see a rerun of the past. Much like the man who had a boring job which he had held for years. He used to say that he actually had only 1 year of experience, repeated 35 times. There is one very important thing you must remember. Nothing will happen to you this coming year which is unknown to our Heavenly Father. Whether it is armies that will do battle, or personal struggles you will face in your own life. At the same time, nothing will come as a surprise to him either. He knows. Have you ever taken a small child for a walk towards evening? As long as it was light, your child ran ahead of you, playing gaily, having no thought of you, until it began to get dark. Then the darker it got, the closer your child came, finally reaching up for your strong hand, wanting you to curl your larger hand around his or her hand. Frankly, that's my feeling as we start another year. When I was a teenager, more than a few years ago now, I remember that as New Year's Eve approached, there would always be a prayer service in our church. We sang, shared experiences, and talked until the midnight hour approached. Then before the clock struck midnight, we always knelt and prayed. We called it praying out the old year and praying the new year in. I am sure that I searched my heart, asking God to forgive the mistakes and failures of the past, strengthening me to do better for the next year. And what happened? The answer depended on my attitude and focus. You see, with the new year, what it brings to you isn't nearly as important as what you bring to it. Don't bother to make resolutions, make commitments, yielding your future to Him who holds the future. Instead of stubbornly holding out for what you want, try praying, Lord, have your way in my life. Long ago, David, who knew something of the ups and downs of life, cried out, "There is forgiveness with you that you may be feared." Now that isn't a truth just for the midnight hour, but for every day. You can count on the faithfulness of the Lord, no matter what the new year holds for you. Frankly, I'm glad that I don't know what it will hold for two reasons. One, if I knew, there would be no surprises, no serendipities, as something wonderful unexpectedly happens. And two, if I knew some of the troubles that would knock on my door, I'd be thinking about them, worrying about them, trying to solve them long before they arrive. And besides, as Mark Twain used to say, most of the things he worried about never happened. There's one powerful thought I leave with you for today. God's grace is ladled out on a daily basis just for today. Corrie ten Boom used to say that her father never gave her the ticket until it was time to board the train. That's how God gives out His grace. Just enough for today. From all of us here at Guidelines, to you and yours, wherever you are, a very happy new year. May God's best be yours. May you march hand in hand with Him into the new year. God grant the lessons of the past year will have been learned, and you will be stronger, better equipped, prepared to meet whatever comes your way. I'd like to hear from you. You can send email to us at guidelines@guidelines.org.